Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How much is it? Like, I'm going to ask that question, whether it matters or not. It doesn't matter where I get in my life. I don't think I'm ever going to be free of how much was that? Because when I grew up, you had to know what things cost. Money is a terrifying thing because it's the one thing in life that everybody gets money. It's the one place where everybody gets it. And now what do I do? And I can lose it now. So it's a terrifying concept, like power. You know, very few of us ever get any kind of influence or power, right? Once you get it, you're like, hey, what do I do with this? Am I going to do the right things with it? And so I think people withhold themselves because we're not educated about money. We don't know where it comes from. We have a lot of misinformation about it. Our parents terrified us. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. Save your money, it'll save you. All these things our parents told us because they were enamored or encumbered with the same kind of liabilities around money. Right. I don't know how to get it. I don't know how to keep it. The worst part that we're all at is I don't know how to invest it. Some people get good at getting it. Very few, actually. Fewer people at keeping it. My dad died when I was 10. So he paid all his debt off, had everything paid. And so that's all I had, right? Everybody around me was like, get money, keep it, don't use it, you know, but you should invest. But nobody ever learns that third one. And so I think we're just a bunch of people walking around terrified of this appearance of it's scarce and it's not. And, you know, it's not. There's nothing scarce about it. This is what I did for 25 years, from 25 to 51 years old. Spent my most valuable asset, time, to get money, terrified every second of every day. That's really what's driven me the whole time, was terror. When you don't know, you're going to be scared. So I'm going out to get money. I won't spend any of it. Because I'm terrified that if I can't, I don't know how to get more. I'm worried I can't keep getting more. So then I'd get the money and then I'd rush off and spend my most valuable asset, time, again to bring it to the bank. Still today, man, it's tough for me to buy blue jeans if they're not on sale. I'm like, this is stupid, man. Like, why? Yeah. I'm just going to wait.
Right.
You know? So you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's really stupid that I even worry about it.
Right.
And I'm not saying on the come up, I think you should worry about it.
Right.
But there needs to be where you can turn that switch off. Well, I think number one is there's a bigger problem with hoarding in this country than there is with spenders. What we hear is all the spenders. Oh my God, you know, he did this and he's overspending. But really, really, you have more of a hoarding issue than you have a spender issue. I think people err more on saving and not knowing how to use money. So what the advice I would give people is, like, I would just assume that everything you know about money is incorrect, so that you can actually have a clean board to operate from. Because if you go out right now and try to stack new information, financial literacy, on top of, you know, a toxic foundation, it's all going to get all. That's why when I tell people don't go buy a house, everybody freaks out. They're like, that can't be right. Why? Because that's what you've been told, to buy a house your whole life, because the banks want you to buy a house. Now, everybody just heard that's going to say, I just saw you buy a house in Malibu. I can do anything I want now. Right. Here comes the arrogance. Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm in a position now, like if I want to buy that house in Malibu, I can. But on the come up, buying a house is not what you should do. You should, one, I would scrape off that you don't know anything. Two, I would invest everything you can in you. It's tax deductible. You never lose it. You're the person's personal appreciation will always be bigger than any other asset class.
I love that.
Bitcoin can't match it. Real estate can't match it. My personal asset appreciation will always, it is infinite. You know, who knows? I could be the next male Oprah, or somebody watching could be the next Rock or whatever, right? Wow. Like that, what is that appreciation value? It's straight up. So the first thing people should invest money in, even use debt on, is their personal improvement. Number one, invest in yourself. Number two, I would invest in your business. Whatever your business is or your department, your division is. The first 30 years of my career, I didn't own a company, but I did invest in my department, even though I worked for a company. Mm-hmm. I had a secretary. I didn't have the company pay for my secretary. I paid for that. I wanted her to work for me. And so invest in yourself, you know, invest in yourself, then invest in your business or your department, your skill set. If it's your company, then invest in your company, even down to zero. Like I wouldn't keep money around. I wouldn't save for a rainy day. I wouldn't have an emergency account because you don't need it. You need hustle. You need other people's money. You need to go knock on another door, make another contact. You don't need reserves of money. So what you need is cash flow. So you, by making investments, that's the third. And other things that don't require my skill set. So that would be the third piece of advice, is start investing in real assets that cash flow can appreciate. Three, that are provide tax shelters. And if you look at those three criteria, Bitcoin doesn't cover it. Stocks probably don't cover it. Gambling doesn't. That one, gold doesn't, silver doesn't, real estate. NFTs don't, because they don't cash flow. But the most important thing is that people need to, like, you gotta know that if you live in America and you're having a money problem, it is not because you're stupid. And it's not because you're lazy. It's because you have the wrong information. If you got $1,000, I would like just keep, you know, keep investing in yourself until you got another 1,000, and then invest in yourself. You know, now you got 2,000 invested in you. Go. You should start making money faster. At some point, you should start, like, every time you make an investment in yourself, if I put fuel in my car, it's supposed to take me further. So what do you do with $1,000, right? You know, I think you just got to keep investing in you until, like, oh, now I'm making $3,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, boom, reinvest all that again. But what we do is we start taking it off the table. I think people just need to get on that cycle of, like, okay, I'm going to keep repeating this activity. I'm going to reinvest some money in myself, go to the workshop or whatever. Mm-hmm. Monday, I got to be hustling again. Until, okay, now I got $4,000. Okay, now I got $5,000. Now the income's starting to pick up. Income has to pick up. The income should be an indication that whatever you're learning is helping you.
That's interesting.
I started studying, hey, what do all these successful people have in common? You know, whether it was the mattress dealer, the car dealer, the furniture dealer, or Elon Musk, they spend money, man. You know, they spend money. They spend a lot of money. And they don't worry about money the way I was worried about it. They used money, you know, they used it. They didn't save it. They didn't hoard money. Mm-hmm. And the greatest companies on this planet today, the ones that have just, like, some of these companies have lost money for 25 years. Look at Amazon.
Yeah.
Reinvest. So when I quit studying individuals and started studying people, everything shifted for me. When I quit trying to be the, you know, when I quit worrying about what Bob was doing or Pete or whoever, and started saying, hey man, what is this big company doing? Mm-hmm. Because that also relieved me of being competitive with this guy, Pete, and started saying, okay, I'm gonna go do what Coca-Cola does.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.